Ayin tested base. Oysev b'makom gavoy asar tefachim anam achasar. If the tzoyah was 10 tefachim above or below the rest of the room, which is considered a separate domain. Oysev b'bayis echon v'hu b'bayis acher, or the two different rooms, two different houses. Afilu pesach b'suchu yesh b'tzido. Even he's standing or sitting right next to the tzoyah, but since they're in different rooms, it does not affect him. And even if a royos, even if he sees it, as long as im ein lo reyach, as long as he doesn't smell the reyach, yochel likra se kiri kriyashma. Why? The kivish of a shus hacher is kirin v'shape voya machanecha kodosh. Since the tzoya is in a different shus, so my machne is clean, I don't smell it, and it's not with me. I see it, that is acceptable according to the Rosh. But Avon the Rashba, Davkashena Royos. The Rashba says the mere fact that you see it automatically connects you to the Tzoya. So therefore, Alocha Lamaisa, as long as one sees the Tzoya, it's not covered up, you cannot say Kriyashim Adova Shabikadusha. Bim Yesh the Reach, if there's smell coming out into the other room, Loibani Avsoka, that does not help to make the Hefsik. Veloishin Rishus, the Yeshayim, Tichihech, the Avsoka, Melas the Tzoya, Atzmachan Ames, the Reach, Rashelo. The others that are more lenient that say that if you're in another room, then even if the Reach Ra goes into the other room, it's all right. But Lamaisa, we don't pass him this way. We pass him that as long as you could smell it, there's a problem. Mishnah Berurah does say if they took the Tzoy out of the room, there's still smell, so it's not coming from the Tzoy itself, it's remnants of the smell. So he says also, once you be Machmeh, but if he cannot smell it because his nose is stuffed, then it's all right, because he doesn't have the actual soil, he doesn't have the riyah.